Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
How many of you want to live a normal, long, healthy, good life? Man, that's me. I do not want to be sick. So what do I have to do to be able to live out my full days on this earth? That's exactly right, Billy. That's what I have to do is whatever God told me in the Word to do is do it, right? If He said, I hate lying, then don't lie. If He says, let there be no adultery found among my children, then if I am a man, what am I supposed to do? Or if you're a woman, what are you supposed to do? Zero adultery, right? None. And you say, but I've already done those things. I've committed those. Then get on your face before God and repent. And then change. Don't repent and say, God asked you to forgive me for sleeping with that guy last night I wasn't married to, but I got another date with him tonight. I'm going to go out again. We're going to do that again. No, that was no repentance. That's not what God meant. But I see people that do that. I even had a woman tell me just a few days ago that was having all these problems, and I told her she had to stop sleeping around. She said, you know, I go to a church, and I went to the pastor, and he told me that it was okay if I do this once in a while as long as I repent. I said, well, you got some rotten advice from a rotten preacher. That's all I got to say. I said, that guy's not a man of God. If he is, he's giving you what he thinks and not what the Word says, because the Word of God clearly says, as Christians, there is to be no sin in our life. And one of those sins he names is adultery and fornication. Not one time ever is that to be found among the church. Not once. So what do we not understand about that? Then when he also says, I will personally judge every act of disobedience in adultery and fornication. I, Jesus, will judge that sin. So if you wind up with some kind of terrible disease and die or whatever, God told you He was going to do it. I'm telling you what, with what's going on out there in the world today, I mean, whenever my wife died 10, 11 years ago, I just made a decision right then, Lord, my life with women is over. If you got a woman for me, you'll have to bring her to me, because I certainly am not going out there and look for one, because with the number of diseases and everything that's out there, there's not hardly any clean women left. There's not any clean men left. You know, these guys are contaminated with something. And I said, I am not going to get involved with nothing. I ain't going to date no woman. I ain't going with one. And I sure ain't going to never go out there and have sex with one of them, because at my age, I don't want to come down with some kind of terrible disease and die with a disease that I have done because of my sin. I said, I'm not ever going to do it. So I said, Lord, if you got a woman for me, you'll have to bring her to me. I ain't going looking for her. And I didn't. And I kept myself clean and pure. And then he brought me Cheryl. He brought her to me. He spoke to me and told me I was supposed to marry this woman. You know, he woke me up in the early hours of the morning, and I woke up, and when I woke up and looked, Cheryl was laying in bed with me, and I wasn't married. You think that won't get a pastor out of bed in a hurry? I'm telling you, I jumped out of that bed, and I looked back down, and she wasn't there. And, of course, I said, God, what was Cheryl doing in my bed? The Lord spoke to me clear and said, son, Cheryl's going to be your wife. So after we got married, I told her, I saw her there in the bed laying beside me. You know what she had the audacity to say? What did my hair look like? I said, I was so shook up, I didn't know if you had any hair. I said, all I saw was your face. Isn't that amazing what women think about? What did my hair look like? What did you say, honey?
How was my hair?
Or something like that. I knew it was something about her hair. I said, I didn't even know if you had hair. I said, when I opened my eyes, and there you were laying right there. I said, I jumped out of that bed so quick. I didn't have time to look to see. I guess she was, you know, a woman, here's the way a woman can multitask. She would have opened her eyes and said, oh, you know, there's a hair out of place right there, and there's one there, you know, and the makeup is a little smeared on right here or whatever, you know. She would have seen everything, you know that? But me, I just saw something, and I was out of there. But we never had a date, not one date. We got married 40 days later, and we never had a date, you know. And so, and of course, you know, we've been married nearly 8 years now, praise the Lord. You know, God's a good God, isn't He? She's been a fantastic asset to the kingdom. I mean, you know, she does things now for me. The Lord knew with the ministry He was going to give me that I could would not never be able to do all these things. Because the first few years before I got a 501 and all that stuff, you know, I mean, I was just running the show by myself. You know, I done the teaching myself. I made the tapes myself. I duplicated the tapes. I did everything. I never dreamed that it would ever get to the point where we would be sending out 10,000 CDs and DVDs a week. But that's what we're doing now. 10,000 of these a week go somewhere all over the world. I never dreamed this would happen. But he says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in the land. The number of your days I will fulfill. Now, that's a promise from God. But you see, there's a requirement. We have to obey him, right? Now then, let's go to Deuteronomy 7, 11 through 15. Deuteronomy 7, 11 through 15. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command you this day to do them. Now then, do we have commandments in the New Testament? Yes, we do. What is the major commandment that we have that covers all commandments in the New Covenant? That's it, love. When you love, you do no damage to nobody. You don't ever sleep with another man's wife. You don't ever get crossways with anybody. When you love, you break none of God's commandments. And that's what we have to do. Or sometimes we have to break them down so we know what they are. But he said, whereof it shall come to pass. Now, I love it when I read one of those. It shall come to pass. If God says it shall come to pass, then I need to see what he's going to say, right? Because it could be good, it could be bad. But if he said it, he says, and it shall come to pass if you hearken to the judgments. Now, there is that big word, if. If you hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God will keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he sware unto your fathers. Oh, let's see what 13 and 14. And he will love you, he will bless you, and he will multiply you. Now, how many of you like anything you read right there? Don't you love that? I love that. Now, if I keep all this, he's going to love me, and if it's anything, I want to be loved by God. And he's going to bless me, he's going to multiply me, and he will also bless the fruit of your womb. Now, who is that? Your children, absolutely. If we obey God and do everything he says, you're not going to have your child born with a cord around its neck two or three times to kill it. That's not going to happen. That does not happen to obedient sons and daughters of God. If you're obedient to do what he says, your children will be blessed. And today, so many people in the church, and some of you may have been guilty of this, so many people are guilty of this. Even good mothers and fathers that are going to church, obeying God and doing what he says, when they go to the doctor, they plan a day to have the baby. Now, okay, we're going to have the baby on the 15th of March. Well, now, but what if that's not the day God wants it to be born? Well, that should be when we've carried it full term, so we're going to have a C-section, we're going to do it. We're going to have the baby on the 15th. Do you know that's not God's plan? And you want a child to be sick or have asthmas and allergies and all kinds of stuff, you just go ahead and do that. And you're going to have those things. Now, if you want that child to be totally healthy and nothing, you trust God and let him bring that little baby into the world when he's ready. I kind of got a feeling that God's been bringing babies into the world for at least 6,000 years, and I think he probably knows more about it than most doctors, don't y'all? You think he knows how to do it, girl? I guarantee he knows how to do it. And if you'll just let him do it his way, he will bless you. You know, but if you start saying, okay, we're going to have a C-section, we're going to have it on the 15th of March, you know, and that's the day, period, it's going to come. And lots of women today, that's what they do, unfortunately. And then when we have all these problems, we don't understand why the problems happen, but we would not obey God and let him do it. And so we have all these sick kids. But he says, and also he will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land. I remember when my daughter was, when she got pregnant, she was going to have Caitlin, and she come in and she was so happy that she was pregnant. She said, Daddy, she wanted a baby so bad. So she came and said, Daddy, I'm pregnant. Praise God. I have asked the Lord for a healthy baby. And I sat there for a minute and she says, what's wrong, Dad? I said, and? She said, what do you mean? I said, honey, what do you ask God for? She said, well, I want a healthy baby. I said, and? She says, well, what do you mean? I said, honey, he's a great big God. He's a faith God. Don't just ask him for a healthy baby. I said, She said, well, what should I ask for? I said, good grief, tell him you want a beautiful one, a healthy one, and an intelligent one. At least start there. You know, I mean, don't you want a beautiful, healthy, intelligent baby? I mean, you might get a healthy one, might be the ugliest kid in the world. You know, my Lord, I never seen an ugly grandbaby, though, have you? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. This little puppy dog that God gives Cheryl, this little black one that she got, that the Lord made it for her special. And he told me that he made it for her special. Well, the other day she was with her brother, and I happened to be there, and we were at a little Christmas deal or whatever it was, and he looked over at that dog. He said, Cheryl, that's the ugliest dog I ever seen in my life. She said, Rodney, don't you talk about my puppy like that. That puppy's made by God special for me. She said, I think that baby's the most wonderful, beautiful dog in the world. I said, see, Rodney, you something you don't know. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And God knew when he made that little dog, little Lily, for Cheryl, she would think that was the most beautiful dog in the world. And she does. She loves that little puppy. She just loves that little puppy. Because God, do you think God don't know everything? Yes. He knows everything. And he knows exactly what will make you happy. In fact, when Cheryl prayed for that puppy, her and the girls here prayed. And a couple weeks later, she came to me and says, well, has the Lord spoken to you yet? I said, about what? And she said, about my new puppy. I said, no. And if he does, the answer is still no. You can't have it. I said, there's not going to be another dog in my house. I don't like dogs, and there ain't going to be one. So she goes and keeps praising and thanking the Lord for her puppy. And then on a Saturday night at 11:30, I'm sitting in my office right there studying, and I hear the Lord say, son? I said, yes. I always look around because I think one day he's going to speak, I'm going to see him. I never have got to see him yet, but I always look around. I said, yes, Lord. He said, are you going to withhold from your wife what I have made special for her? I said, Lord, you've made something special for Cheryl? He said, yes, son, a puppy. And he said, are you going to withhold it from her? And I stood there and meditated on that a second. The King of the universe gave me the option to say no to something he had made special for my wife. Can you imagine that? I was awestruck that he loves his children enough that he would come to the head of the family and he's going to run it through the head. If he's an obedient son, I'm not going to do anything you don't want. Isn't that amazing?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.